the evidence is that there's a lot of claims in relation to footpaths and slips and falls, and I just queried that, and you know, queried how timely we respond to issues where there's a danger to the public on a footpath. And that was really the gist of what I was saying, that we try and have a system in place that we respond more quickly to small repair work that's a danger to the public and is maybe a contributing factor to these claims on slips and falls, and also, of course, the injuries that it causes to people and the pain that it causes to people.
And in the council's response, they didn't state that there would be a change in how these repair works are dealt with. They just says it is part of a programme.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, what the council are saying in the response is that they do use money, for example, from the insurance company rebates and that they use that towards footpath repairs and that, which I'm glad is happening. But at the same time, I think we need a better system of responding more quickly. And, you know, although the council would say that they do respond in a timely manner, you know, I gave them evidence yesterday that isn't always the case, and that footpaths can be left damaged for quite a long period of time before we get them done. So I, you know, basically asking them that they look at maybe putting some of that money that they get back from the insurance company into maybe assigning a couple of people on a full-time basis to look after jobs like that. You know, we just have to see how this progresses. But you know, there is too many claims. There's too much being paid out, but there's too many injuries to people, and I think it's something that we need to keep at and need to keep under review. And, you know, keep looking at those figures and do everything we can to get them down.